In this training session, we will first explore how to attune one's inner self to the vibrations of another human being, and later to elements originating from the very high level of vibration of nature. While you operate within this matrix at the beta, fully awake level of awareness, you can use some of the following methods of mind-to-mind subjective communications with other individuals, because they work quite easily and very effectively. They are nowhere as powerful as some of the techniques that use altered states of consciousness. Nevertheless, since they are widely employed and used by many corporate institutions, government agencies, lawyers, and politicians, we would like you to know them to help you, and also so that you become aware if someone is using them on you. The key to remote influence someone else is to totally convince yourself that you are that very person. This is so because as you go higher in your degree of awareness, you will eventually realize that all individuals are really you. All individuals are really one. We are all connected through the energy of the one life force, which is the one, who flows through its infinite manifestations and energizes all of its created parts. That life force is what animates us and gives us a sense of existence. It is our real spirit, the only real spirit there is. We are all connected through it. All living forms are. We are all therefore remote influencing each other anyway, subconsciously so. So we might as well try to use this talent for the good of humanity and to advance our joy in being alive. If you misuse these techniques, this level of control over reality will be automatically taken away from you, as you will then plunge within the dark matrix again and become a slave to its desires and needs, as it will allow mass consciousness to remote influence you powerfully. The basic technique is as follows. If you are in physical contact with the person that you attempt to convince, try at first to copy their body posture, language tone, gestures, rate of breathing, and voice tempo. Psychologists call this establishing rapport. It will make your subject much more receptive to your thoughts and desires. Eventually, in this session, we will train you to merge totally with that very person in awareness and to think that you are that person and then think as if you were it. In that case, you will use the first tense, thinking that you are that individual and that you are thinking as that person. This latter part requires you entering altered states of consciousness. If you have, for instance, a job interview, or need to convince someone else of the veracity of your position, observe that person's eyes. The eyes are the windows to the soul. This will allow you to establish which type of person you are dealing with. There are three types of individuals: visual types, auditory types, and tactile types, also called kinesthetic types. Visual types usually think in images, such as painters. Auditory types think by using sound, as musicians do, and tactile types like to think and create using touch, as sculptors do. Watch the eyes of your subjects. Those who look above the level of the eyes or appear unfocused think and remember in pictures. Those who look side to side are usually listening. Those who glance down on their left are having an internal dialogue. Those who glance down on their right are feelers, touchers. After having determined which category a subject is, use words such as see, get the picture, or it looks like when speaking to visual types. It will make it easier for them to understand your concepts and integrate them. Likewise, when speaking to auditory types, use words such as it sounds like, it has been said, or I hear what you're saying. For touchers, physical contact is best, but use words such as it feels like. Use the words sensation or impression. Another very important technique for rapport is to synchronize exactly your rate of breathing with the subject's one. After a while of breathing in unison, try to change very subtly your breathing rate, and you will be amazed to see your subject doing the same. You are then leading him and can then easily convince him of the validity of your position, request, or theory. Another useful little trick is to watch the direction of the pupils of someone as he answers you to a question that you ask. If the subject's eyes go to his or her left, chances are that he or she is lying. If they move to the right, chances are that he or she is telling the truth. The trick to basic RRI, remote influencing of other individuals in a beta state, is to feel for the other as if that subject were really you. The more you can achieve this, the more charismatic and influential you will become. Always feel great sympathy and love towards the subject, and he or she will soon respond in kind. Wish for everyone in your world to be happy, wealthy, and healthy as you encounter them, and your world will soon mirror back the same realities to you. The universe is only a mirror of your intentions and wishes for it. We are now going to enter a very deep state of mind where you will learn to merge your awareness with the vibrations of a human being and then the high vibrations of elements of the natural world. We will use the conduct of the vibrations of nature in order to detach your higher self from the low hum of the matrix and make it really become alive and vibrant. That allow for the fine tuning and temporary merging of your consciousness to the vibrations of another human being or element of the vegetable kingdom. Listen to my voice. Close your eyes. Now, take a deep breath. Keep it in for a while, and then exhale. Let go totally of yourself. Every nerve, fiber, cell, and muscle of your body is totally quiet. Totally relax as your mind concentrates only inward, toward your void, inward, towards your void, going deeper within, each time you exhale. You go deeper within the void, wider into the void, each time you exhale. You go deeper within the void, wider into the void, each time you exhale. You go deeper within the void, wider into the void, expanding, expanding within the infinite void, releasing all tension. Imagine your body made of total passive emptiness, surrounded by a cover of skin through which your breath goes easily through. Notice how you become soon totally unaware of even having a body. We'll use the automatic conditioning to go to the alpha level. When I count to three and say mental level alpha, your brain waves automatically adjust and reach the alpha level of mind. When I count to three and say the words mental level alpha, your brain waves automatically adjust and reach the alpha level of mind. This command is directed at your deep subconscious. No linear thinking is to be present. 1, 2, 3, mental level alpha. Excellent. Breathe in and out within the void. Now let's reach the theta level based on prior conditioning. When I count to three and say the words mental level theta, your brain waves automatically adjust and reach the theta level of mind. When I count to three and say mental level theta, your brain waves automatically adjusts and reach the theta level of mind. 1, 2, 3. Mental level theta. Very good, excellent. Now when I count to 3 and say the words mental level delta, your brainwaves automatically adjust and reach the delta level of mind. When I count to 3 and say the words mental level delta, your brainwaves automatically adjust and reach the delta level of mind. 1, 2, 3. Mental level delta. Excellent. I would like you to imagine yourself in the center of unlimited space. A space filled with dark violet color, stillness, and unlimited potential energy. You are inhaling this energy and fill your whole being with it. Only aware of the void inside and outside of yourself. You know that the body is essentially made up of void. So you inhale this dark purple energy inside your internal void and exhale it back into the infinite exterior void. Each time you exhale, your awareness expands even more outwards toward the void in space. And you feel yourself filling with your consciousness more and more of it. You experience strongly this unusual state of eternal now, infinite presence. I'll stop talking for the next couple of minutes while you experience this state of pure being and bliss. You are gradually becoming your very breath, and that this is all you are mainly as you keep concentrating on it. Feel the energy that your breath carries. You are this energy, this force, breathing in the infinite energy of the void and contracting it within your body, and then breathing it back out and expanding more and more within the infinite void. At the same time, you seem to lose awareness of your body. And as you go deeper and deeper within yourself, as you go deeper and deeper, constantly into the void of yourself, you contact your source of consciousness, your center of being. It can be right at the center of your head region, in your heart, or deep behind your solar plexus and navel region. Let it appear where it is located for your individuality. And as the contact is made with your center of being, you become in awareness only that consciousness which is in reality the real you. And you realize that you lose all sense of having a body, so that your center of being has no real location anymore, but is a concentrated ball of energy where your awareness resides. It is a concentrated ball of consciousness, a concentrated ball of awareness. I am now addressing this source of consciousness, the real you. And as I'm talking, you are merging your awareness totally with this source of consciousness. You are merging with it within the void. Each time you exhale, your awareness expands inside of the void of space, the infinity. And each time you inhale, you are merging more and more with your center of being, your center of being. Notice a strong and brilliant loving sun positioning itself above yourself and pouring within your being a wonderful healing and loving golden energy. You feel so good, so comfortable, so loved by this higher energy. You recognize its vibrations. This golden energy looks like molten gold, but with a feeling of being tremendously alive, and you realize how each particle of golden light is emitting a loving light by itself. This liquid, golden, sweet energy pours down into your being and fills it with this wonderful, warm feeling of total peace and bliss. Bliss and pleasure, pure bliss and high pleasure, and concentrate especially within your center of being. See it happening, feel it coming down and filling all of you. Feel the pleasure that this light gives you. See how your center of energy shows strongly this quality of light, vibrating light. And as you keep inhaling and exhaling, you gradually notice more and more that quality of high vibrating loving light within your being. This light makes you feel so alive, so awake and aware. It flickers and vibrates. It is made of millions of vibrating particles of light, all alive, all aware. And as you keep exhaling, you exhale your light and expand it even more in space. And as you inhale and pull back your light inside your center of being, your light concentrates strongly within your center of being, so that your light, which is your real self, your consciousness, starts vibrating faster and faster. Merge with that sensation of vibration, that hum, be it to the exclusion of anything else. Become the vibration, become the sound, the hum. You may realize that your ears are vibrating as if you were to silently yawn. This is normal. It is a sign of going to higher levels of being, higher levels of vibratory light. At first you might start the process by yawning silently, but rest assured that eventually it will do so on its own. With experience doing this exercise and further ones, and when meditating on accessing higher realms on your own, you will notice that this hum in your ears operates at time and then eventually stops. As you reach a certain plateau of vibratory light, it then restarts as your consciousness starts climbing higher again. Let it happen. Your higher self is usually guiding all of your vibratory trips. You are like the wave of the ocean going in as light towards your center of being and going back out as vibratory light towards the infinite void in space. In and out, in and out. And as your center of energy radiates more light and vibrates at a faster and faster rate, you feel that you become more and more part of that center of energy, center of being, and at the same time more part of the infinite void. You are breathing in your light through the void within your pores and concentrated strongly in your center of being, and are then breathing out your light back onto the universe, out into infinity, in and out, in and out, losing all perception. perception of having a biological body, losing all perception of having a biological body. Your whole body becomes filled with your light and transforms itself into a body of light made out of divine vibratory light. And you are that vibratory light. You become the totality of the light in all of its connection within your body and without it. From the source of that light, which is your center of being, up to all the manifestations of that light, all around you and within you. Keep on breathing that light in and out. Feel how your light expands from your center of energy out to the whole universe of your perceptions. Let me pause now talking for a while you experience the golden vibratory light as you breathe in that which you are and breathe it out again to the universe, in and out. Listen to me well. Bring in most of the light in through the void of your body and concentrate it very slowly within your center of being, your center of energy. And leave a ring of lower vibratory light, less brilliant, around your body. Feel the light inside of your body vibrating, 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 faster and faster. You are now concentrating your light in your center of energy. Feel how you are gradually becoming only your center of energy. Totally so. Remain in concentration within your center of energy. At the count of three, I will snap my fingers and you will feel your center of being rising slowly up within you. And finally leaving your physical body through the top of your head. At a count of three, I will snap my fingers and you will feel your center of being rising slowly up within you and finally leaving your physical body through the top of your head. 1, 2, 3. Feel the energy rising up slowly within your being until it reaches the level of your head, higher and higher. Feel how much it wants to rise higher still. Feel that you are within this energy, are this light, and realize how that desire to rise higher and higher becomes very strong, overwhelmingly strong. It is all you can think of, getting higher and higher to higher levels of yourself, higher levels of light. You are totally filled with this desire to the exclusion of any other thought. Getting higher and higher. Notice now that you easily, smoothly, and naturally rise as that ball of light above your body, and keep going higher above your head, higher and higher. Your awareness is within that ball of white light. Know that it is yourself. See yourself as that concentrated ball of energy rising to a height above your head that is roughly equal to your normal body height. Start by moving it 1 foot at a time. Stop there and move your ball of energy around a bit, and then go on to another level, 1 foot higher, until you reach the height of your physical body. Feel yourself inside that ball of white light. Notice how it has on the outside a membrane of live golden light, vibrating, shimmering, and projecting a golden glow all around. Now begin by expanding on the exhale your ball of light energy into a form similar to your body. At the count of three, this will be done and achieved. 1, 2, 3, done. You have now shaped your ball of energy into an energy body above your head. An energy body roughly the size of your own body. Now let's give this energy body all the necessary sense organs. Focus for a moment on the eyes of your physical body. Compress their essence into a small ball of energy. And at the count of three, shoot it up through the top of your head and into the face of the upper energy body where you would position them. 1, 2, 3, done. You have positioned your eyes in your second body, your energy body, a body of pure energy and light. Now go back in awareness to your physical body and compress the essence of your ears into a small ball of energy. At the count of three, you will shoot that ball through the top of your head into the upper head and position the new ears. Then 1, 2, 3, done. Excellent. Do the same with the nose. Go to your physical nose. Condense its essence into a small ball of energy. And then shoot it up into the upper face as I count to three. 1, 2, 3. Done. Now let's return to the mouth. Go to your physical mouth. Condense its essence into a small ball and then shoot it up straight into the upper face and position it there. This is real fun. 1, 2, 3, done. Know that this high energy body has now a voice, and you will train yourself more and more to listen to its advice. Now let's duplicate the tongue in the upper light body. Concentrate the essence of your physical tongue into a small ball of energy. At the count of three, shoot it up through the top of your head and position it inside the mouth of your second body, your energy body. 1, 2, 3. Done. Excellent. You can now put qualities in your second body that are in your first, and even change them. You can mold physical qualities to your best desire. Change the shape of facial features or not. This is your choice. Also, give to this body carefully mental and spiritual qualities that you would like it to have and express. such as high wisdom, happiness, resourcefulness in the face of challenging situations, all sorts of healing knowledge and powers, charisma, convincing talents, etc. All this is your choice. Choose them carefully, for they will become part of your permanent self. You are recreating yourself. You are this new self. You are recreating yourself. You are this new self. You are recreating yourself. You are this new self. Imagine within the navel of the second body a diamond where all the facets that you would like to have in your new reborn personality and being are present. I will leave you for the next 2 minutes while you decide and incorporate the physical, mental, and spiritual qualities you want to have into this new self, into this new diamond. Imagine that this precious diamond has been born and created within you with the power of divine light and is to grow and encompass all of your new reborn self, free of past programming and past scars. Your new energy body is free of genetic programming. It is free of your upbringing and social programming. In reality, you are totally different from your parents and siblings. They were born separately. You are a unique individual, never to be duplicated again. So put all your desired characteristics into your new reborn and created body of light. Think carefully about it. You can and should always add or remove characteristics and features from your second body. Refine it. Polish it. Like a diamond, this body is indestructible and eternal. This body is where you translate yourself before departing from this present earthly experience. As you then keep eternally this body of light, freed forever from experiencing real death. This diamond body filled with divine vibratory light is your permanent new self. made of all the qualities you want to have and keep within yourself. In this second body, you can create anything, and from there, you can greatly influence yourself, others, and situations. From that higher vibratory body, you powerfully influence your lower, denser physical body. For instance, if you create a belief system that you weigh, say only now, X amount of pounds, it is being brought to you, no matter what anybody else says, and no matter what you do against it. You mold a reality like plastic. The purpose of this is to erase the old, erase your past destructive behaviors, your addictions to certain habits. The goal is to set you free by asking to see only what you want to see. Your desires would be met, and only these would be brought forward to you. This is where you become a divine being, free from being encaged. Free, free, free to fly, unrestricted and eternal. At the count of three, I want you to take a deep breath. Keep it in for a while and then exhale. As you exhale, imagine a desire that you want to be manifested and drawn from the level of all possibilities. Imagine it from within your second higher light body, reflecting in all the facets of the diamond and being magnified by this act. Imagine it already realized with as much realism as possible. Make the visualization three-dimensional. Add to it great emotions of happiness at having your wish accomplished. And use your sense of touch, smell and hearing to add realism. Then after exhaling all the air, stop and keep that desire highly energized in your mind for 7 seconds. And then release it to the universe, knowing that it is done, gifted to you. And then start breathing normally again. 1, 2, 3. Take a deep breath. Keep it in while you start energizing the situation you desire, seeing it as happening now with great excitement and emotion. And exhale out while keeping the vision. Now stop or breathing for 7 seconds while you energize this vision even more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and let it go as you start breathing again. No one can touch you, influence you, nor change you. No one can touch you, influence you, nor change you. You are in full control of your thoughts. You are in full control of your thoughts. You are the only one in control of your thoughts. You are the only one in control of your thoughts. For you have this vibratory light body filled with your diamond self. Now and forever, so you're able to operate and experience life from the perspective of your second body of light. This is really easy to achieve. All you need to do is see and perceive everything from that perspective. This gives you a more detached view of situations and a stressless existence. Stress usually turns to anxiety when you feel alone. That is why modern society, with its impersonal, competitive, corporate structures, engenders such a sense of insecurity, loneliness, and high anxiety. People are afraid of being forgotten, submerged, which in turn creates even more anxiety and fear, that then enters mass consciousness and creates a dark cloud of fear around this planet. From now on, you want, through the high vibrations of your diamond self, to resonate above this dark cloud of fear. Always feel during your daily work task that you're already above this dark cloud of fear. You are unique and precious. You are a gem. you feel secure and know now that you are not alone, for you carry your powerful immortal self close to you. You have the one within you, and as you are to soon have the experience of the one, you never ever feel lonely again. You have the wisdom, knowledge and freedom of a bird hovering above all situations. Listen to me well. At the count of three, I want you now to feel a big and powerful smiling energy originating from this diamond self of yours, right at the center of it. 1, 2, 3. Feel it now. This smiling energy is very powerful. It makes you smile and be very happy at all times. It is magnified thousands of times by reverberating on all the multiple facets of your diamond self. Feel it now, powerfully so. It is part of your diamond self, therefore, it is permanent and eternal within yourself. It remains there, no matter what situation you experience. It always remains shining within your diamond. From now on, notice how all other individuals respond to this smiling energy by feeling happy when they are around you and wanting to smile back at you, looking forward to being in your loving, smiling presence. They have to respond to it, and they become positively affected by it, happier and expressing more laughter, a better sense of humor, and a desire to play and be joyful. You are becoming younger. You are becoming like a child again. Everything seems new and exciting. You only desire to experience playful and joyful situations. Happy thoughts. Happy thoughts are the secret to flying, to lifting yourself toward heaven, to reach the real light of powerful manifestation and remote influence your universe. In the same way as when you turn on the light in a room, no one can but respond to it. Everyone has to become aware of your inner smile, your inner light, as you keep lightening up your environment and your creation. I would like you now to position your awareness at the level of your second light body. Think of any individual that you would like to influence. Imagine that as you think of him or her, you are becoming him or her, are seeing through his or her eyes, hearing through his or her ears, and talking through his or her mouth. Imagine totally that you are him or her. By following the principle of I am that I am, you can become that which he or she is for a while and think then for him or her, trying to help that individual with helpful, energizing and healing thoughts. In which case, you will then use mental phrases that start by I think, I say, I feel, I like, etc., as if you are the person that you are trying to help. Merge only with individuals who have a positive energy. Avoid doing these exercises with energies that you feel carry a lot of low vibratory negativity, aggression and fear. If you need to influence such an energy, only connect to his or her higher self from the level of your second body while remaining shielded with a high vibratory light shield around yourself. And try to convince this individual's higher self of the good that will derive from having that individual follow your suggestions. Attempt to do this while that person is asleep, because the higher self is much more accessible then. Nevertheless, at any time of the day or night, you can connect to the higher self of an individual across you by going in perception to your second body, asking to connect mentally to that higher self, and then having a mental chat with his or her higher self, and trying to convince that higher self of the validity of your request. Using your mental workshop as taught in the remote viewing course and dropping to deep theta while doing this is an effective way of doing so. You can remote influence in order to help heal another fellow human, in order to get a job, a promotion, etc. Nevertheless, in the case you remote influence for obvious improper goals and are trying by this act to control another being against his or her will and best interest, this gift is then to be removed from you soon thereafter and never return. This is being programmed now deeply and permanently into your subconscious, and let it be so. Nevertheless, if you remote influence for obvious improper goals that are trying by this act to control another being against his or her will and best interest, this gift is then to be removed from you soon thereafter and never return. This is being programmed now deeply and permanently into your subconscious, and let it be so. For the next minute, I will allow you to remote influence an individual of your choice in order to help him or her get out of some destructive behavior, heal an ailment, or show more love and happiness to you or others. Healing an ailment requires you seeing the person filled with golden energy and already healed at all levels. See that person then complete, healed, balanced, and perfect. You do not need to get into the details of how the healing is done. All this will be taken care of by his or her higher self. Just know that he or she is healed and in perfect health. Listen to me well, we are going to create and reinforce a protective shield of high vibratory energy around both your bodies that will provide permanent mental, spiritual, and energetical self-defense against anyone trying to influence you or control you. In particular, this will insulate you from the influence of any mass consciousness controlled by the Matrix. Please raise your awareness to being inside of the second body. Become it strongly. Then start breathing in and out from the second body. Become that breath. In and out. Going deeper within. Very deep. Go to mind level theta now. Mind level theta. Mind level theta. Feel that you are breathing through all of your second body. In and out. Through its skin made up of light. Feel the vibrations of that breath. It is vibratory light, strong vibratory light. Become that light, only that light, expanding out as you exhale, contracting back in as you inhale. Feel a pulsation about 1.5 inch behind the top of your head, both in your physical and your light body. Now expand that strong vibratory light over both the higher light body and the physical body. An egg-like form shield extending all around your two bodies and forming a protective shield around you is starting to take shape. Roughly 1 arm's length all around your physical and second body. It looks like an oval light bubble, 1 arm's length on the front, sides, back, top, and bottom, and penetrating the earth roughly 1 arm's length deep. See this permanent vibratory shield being formed and reinforced. Feel it there and realize its tremendous strength. Keep breathing in and out, going deeper, 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 and see how the shield becomes even more vibratory, more brilliant. Feel how you have control over its vibration. You can increase them or lower them as necessary. It is made up of white light on the inside and strong, live, deep, powerful golden light shimmering and protecting the outside like an armor. This is your personal defense shield that protects your energy and mind. This is your personal defense shield that protects your energy and mind. No one but yourself can influence it. You are the only one that can influence it. You are totally in control now. Only you can allow another being to enter with your permission, your shield, and influence you. If it is for the mutual benefit of both, you will instinctively know from now on when to close tightly this shield of energy and when to allow someone in. Be aware that alcoholic beverages and certain drugs weaken your protective shield, so try avoiding them as much as possible. I will pause for a small moment while you see this shield being formed and reinforced. As you awake, you right away keep energizing again this shield around your two bodies and only then go about your daily activities. You do this also multiple times a day, especially before encountering negative energies, negative people. You are fully protected with it against any unwanted intrusion, be it mental or spiritual. From now on, notice how other individuals notice both your inner smiling energy and your highly developed golden aura. Your golden shield. Notice how they seem drawn to you and peaceful in your presence, as you are harboring the peace of the one within and are helping manifest joy on earth. I am now going to allow you to emerge slowly from this wonderful state. You will remember all that has happened. The second body of light and its diamond structure is yours forever, so when you are emanating a great deal of happiness and smiling energy. One, starting to emerge. Two, keeping the energy shield firmly established. Three, enjoying going very often on your own in your second light body. Four, feeling great, refreshed and energized. Five, open your eyes, feeling wonderful and noticing that the world around you seems more three-dimensional and filled with colors that seem much more vivid to you than what you were used to, a sign of how much more vibrant and alive you have become.